The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in our downtown Grand Rapids studios. Been a crazy day. We've been all over the state seeing a lot of cool stuff. But look out in your backyard. It's going to be north of 60 degrees today. It's time to fire up your grill. Get your grill envy going. Your neighbor's going to be out in his backyard. Fire it up. Make it happen. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And welcome to the, back to the show. It's a regal morning, and what an appropriate setting. As the orchestra pipes up, we prepare ourselves for the entrance of the king.
The king of what?
The king of barbecue.
And who's that?
Chris Marks.
The king of barbecue.
Your Majesty, are you on the line?
Thanks for the grand entrance, Bob. How you doing, Josh?
I'm great. Chris, how are you, man?
Man, we're hanging out here in Kansas City getting ready to start a barbecue class. And, man, I tell you what, the buds are out on the trees, the flowers are out, and the smokers are going. And it's about 70 degrees down here.
Oh, you know what? We're not that far behind you up here. I assume you've been having the same thing we have, but we've had record heat for the month of March, 5 or 6 days of it this week. That our spring is sprung here, and that's we're a good month ahead. But you know what? Yep. All that does is extend grilling season, right?
Absolutely, it does. It does, and that, and having to mow my yard already. I tell you what, grilling season started early this year, and I mean early, in like February. We have been nonstop on grilling, smoking. I mean, and it's popping all over the country, not just Midwest, but everywhere.
Yeah, it is. We've caught the tail of the tiger here. It's a lot of fun. This sport, this hobby, this passion, whatever you want to call it, is really catching on. And we're just so grateful to be part of it and working with you and the fine products that your company puts out. But Bob had talked a little bit about a fall apart burger. Is that something we want to talk about today?
Oh yeah, yeah. Being from, we're talking a little bit about the Sweet 16, and being from Missouri, you know, I developed what we call basically a falling apart burger, especially in the first round. And what it is basically what we do is I'll take a hamburger and I'll grill it up. And then once it's running, I would say probably close to medium rare, I'll take it, I'll chop it up, and I'll mix it with a little beef broth and a little barbecue sauce.
Almost like a sloppy Joe.
I'm going to make... What?
I said almost kind of like a sloppy Joe.
Almost like a sloppy Joe. Except we could probably call it a sloppy tiger.
So but, you're not using tiger meat then?
Yeah, not a tiger meat thing, but a Missouri tiger type fall apart burger. But what it does is it gives you that great grill flavor, put a little beef broth, give it a little bit of a salty bite, then take a Three Little Pig barbecue sauce and mix a little of that in there too. And what you got is you got a great sloppy Joe with a great grilled flavor.
That sounds kind of cool. It's kind of good.
Yeah, actually, we've been doing them for years around here.
Falling apart or serving those?
If you can catch my jest on that.
Yeah.
When are you coming back to Michigan for some classes?
I'm sure I'll be up in Michigan in the summertime.
Okay.
You know, we always plan our classes up north, usually in the summer, thinking that, you know, we don't want to do it in the spring because it's going to be snow on the ground. But, of course, this year's totally proven us wrong.
Yeah, we got summer before spring this time.
But it's a great, you know, it's a great smoking, great grilling area up there in Michigan. The people really get it up there in Michigan, you know, with the big game, but, you know, just general smoking. You know, how can we make everything great up there? And they just really get it up in Michigan.
It's really catching on, and you're a big part of that. You're helping us out a bunch here. You've got a new barbecue oven, and when can we expect to see that in stores around Michigan?
You're going to be able to see it in the stores in about 2 months.
Okay.
We're in final production right now. We're going to make sure they work absolutely perfect and before we even think about sending them out to the stores. And right now they're working great. We have a few minor tweaks to do to them, but they're going to look great and they're going to cook great.
You know, that one you had at the show, is that being used?
Actually, yeah, it's being used at my house.
I was thinking you could be used at my house.
It's good to be king.
Isn't that a Tom Petty song?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's my pandering for the day. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. And have your servants prepare a nice bath for you before you go off to your class.
I'm working on it right now. And again, thanks a lot. And always look forward to talking to you guys, and good smoking to you.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Peace, love, and barbecue, baby.
Yeah.
You know it. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Chris Marks,
the king of barbecue.
Yeah, well, he is a 9-time world champion at the Royal. There is no one even close in that category to him, so he is the man, and he does know barbecue better than anybody we know. It's great to have him on our board of directors and to call in every once in a while to make sure we're doing things right. But, Bob, you've also got this thing called a Timber Ridge deep fryer that you've uncovered a few weeks ago down at the show in Atlanta. Tease us a little bit with that. Working with that in your backyard. You got one
I
now?
Have, actually. Yeah, I've been talking to those folks for quite a while, and I actually brought it on as a product line right before the show. Got to play with it at the show, and, of course, work with Jeff Foxworthy on the thing. But I've been traveling around Michigan with it all this week, and what it is, it's a cart, and it's a patio-mounted deep fryer that runs off propane. And it's a cart model, so, you know, it's all self-contained, and it's got its own drain and filter so you can reuse your oil, and it's got the frying basket. It's just awesome. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay, and we're also going to talk about a little bit of deep-fried chicken drumsticks and thighs that Bob made at one of his demos, and a quick recipe for that. So we are the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.